Hello, Audio Boom. All One Word here. And the noise, the white noise you can hear in the background, is the M6 motorway. Yes, we're travelling up north. M5, M6, A69 into Northumberland. And we've had a right old journey. It's now 20 past 6 in the early evening. And we set off at 1 p.m. So after, after 5 hours, 10 minutes, we've travelled just over, I think it's about 200 odd miles. The M5, well, actually, it all started on the, I think it's the A419 coming out of Swindon, the Birdlip Pass. For those who know that way, you know, by Cirencester, heading towards Cheltenham and Gloucester, that road was just manic. I have never, ever, ever seen so much traffic like that in my life. So we're basically just doing 30, 40 miles an hour from Swindon onto the M5, really. Except for the hill. Well, not even the hill going down from Birdlip Pass, which turns into a dual carriageway. Even that, some lunatic was only going 40 mile an hour down there. So we are currently at Keel Services after cutting across country, tiny little back lanes, going through some beautiful villages, but basically rallying the old galaxy there, along some back roads and country lanes, in order to take a detour off the M6, because that was just ridiculous. We'd heard on the radio that the traffic was getting worse up ahead, so we decided to come off and take quite a big detour, actually. 25 or 30 miles rallying round these back roads. We came off at Stafford and came back on to the M6 at Newcastle under Lyme. And as soon as we hit the M6, whenever we're driving on the motorways, we always have the old traffic button on the radio, so it pings up with the traffic news. As soon as we hit the M6, it said the M6 is shut at junction 20 because of a car fire. And so we travel about half a mile up the road and we see the sign for Keel Services, so we've pulled off. Children are getting something to eat. Molly's having a bit of a leg stretch here. And when we get back on the road, we're going to pick our way around. Which is a shame, really, because just kind of put the car through a lot trying to make up time going around those back roads. And now we're going to have to basically, we're going to have to do it again, but I hope we don't hit the diversion, because there are obviously diversions in place already where the police have closed the motorway. I'm currently testing a beta version of Bostock Studio, which is what I'm recording this piece of audio on. I'm part of the beta testing program for the guys at Bostock. So what I have noticed, actually, is this is about the sixth time I've attempted this. The microphone levels, as I can see, going up and down here, albeit only mono, of course, they were stuck on about 50%. So, I mean, it says it was still recording. I can see the timer still counting up, but flies. But just in case. I do like Bostock Studio. If you've got an iOS device, I highly recommend it. It's a shame. I'm pretty sure they said they were working on an Android version. It's a really, really good app for kind of mixing. I don't want to say mixing. But, you know, it's got carts on there, so you can load carts. On my iPhone 5S screen, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can have 15 carts. And I think it's more on an iPad. I think you can get about 30, maybe, I might be wrong, but, or 20 odd, never mind, I digress. The whole point in this audio boom post, we used to say audio boo, didn't we? Oh, boo. Can't do that anymore. But the whole point in this is just to say that this has been the bloody journey from hell, and we've still got probably over 3 hours of normal driving. So God knows what this what the detour is going to add on. I can see that the northbound traffic here is extremely heavy. But it is Friday, and probably a lot of schools have broken up today, so you might have some people getting away. And the reason why we're going M5, M6, A69, you know, up the kind of west side of the country, so to speak, is the only other time we've done it. Actually, we've come southbound that way from Edinburgh, and then across to Glasgow and down. But it's been absolutely clear, and it's good for a minimal fuel consumption, because you just stick the car on cruise control and just let it fly. Certainly when you get to Blackpool, the M6 has always been dead going northbound, and so I'm a little bit disappointed with myself. We did consider doing our usual route, which is A303, A34 north, M40 for a junction, and then A43 past Phil Sorrell, waving as we usually do, and then on to the M1. So we decided not to do that. And I actually said to Sarah, maybe we could have taken option number 3. That might have been the easiest one today, which would have been M3, M25, A1. Oh, it's this train. Heavy haulage with an Arriva train carriage on the back that we've passed about 6 times today already. Huge. From Wales. We actually passed the engine as well. There was an engine. Mol, I don't think those traffic officers are bothered about you. Hello there. I've got some highways agency traffic officers have just pulled up at this part-time police post here. Which, Molly! So, yeah, maybe should have done M3, A1, M3, M25, A1, which is a nice one, but the A1 is... Actually, I don't mind that. The problem is about halfway up... Well, no, the A1, as in the old A1, the A1's full of roundabouts all the way up, but, you know, all the times I've been up there, there's never been a lot of traffic, so I might actually do that from now on, actually. The only problem is when you... Do you go past Heathrow? I think you do, don't you? I can't remember. The only traffic on the M25 gen all the time was past Heathrow. But every time I travel up north, there just seems to be more and more traffic, and it's much denser every single time I do travel that journey, which is sad. And there are some proper lunatic drivers who haven't got a bloody clue. But, you know, I've been driving, I was saying to Sarah there, I've been driving for, how long have I been driving for? 18 years now. And I've driven in quite a lot of countries around the world. Wrong, not around the world. European countries. I haven't driven in the Far East. I haven't even been to the Far East, but, you know. But, to be fair, I think I would classify myself as an experienced driver. And I've actually done quite a lot of driving courses. So it's very easy for me to criticise everybody else, of course. But the fact of the matter is a lot of it is common sense, being aware of what's going on around the vehicle. And some people, like in heavy rain, people without even their lights on the car switched on. It's just ridiculous. People who are, I don't know whether it's risk adverse, but at the slightest sign of any kind of spray, they stick their rear fog lamps on when there's still 600 or 700 meters of visibility. So another driver and I nearly came to a bit of a contretemps when he obviously got irate because I was flashing my lights at him to turn his rear fog lamp off because it was dazzling me. And then he obviously realised and he apologised and thanked me invariably for flashing him to turn his damn fog lamps off. Oh God, driver, other driver. I don't get road rage. I don't understand why people don't understand. I think is what I'm trying to say. But what I'm talking about is the things that everybody should know, things that everybody should understand, like the highway code. it seems to me that when people learn to drive now and pass the test, right, Moll, come on, they just abandon all reason. Here, put this lead on, otherwise you'll end up getting run over by some lunatic. But driving's one of my big things. Molly? Yeah, stop. Hang on, I stopped. Got this new kind of choking. Oh, there's that big posh bus. Who's on that? Starliner. Businessmen are on that bus. RFC. Ah. I don't know if it's a rugby football club's bus. It's a big, posh coach. Futuristic looking thing. We passed it. And now it's here. It's just pulled in. There's not many people. They've got the lights on inside now, so we can see them. When we drove past it before. No, I tell a lie. When it drove past us, because of its blacked out windows, we couldn't see in, so. They looked like businessmen. Anyway, but I do like driving. I like travelling in the car. I like driving in the car. And it's a shame that you get some flipping muppets that kind of mess it up for you. That people are just hell-bent on getting to their destination. They're not really bothered about anybody else. Not really bothered about their own safety. They're not really bothered about, you know, consequence. Never mind. I'm just whinging. We should have been arriving at my parents. Hang on, what time is it now? Now, actually, 6:30. We should have been arriving there now. And we're only less than half, well, about halfway through the journey. In fact, less than halfway through the journey. It's cold out here now. There was a point about an hour and a half ago where Molly, there's a point about an hour and a half ago where it was 18.5 degrees outside and we had the windows open in the car. Now the sky is clear, it's cold, it feels like a really late autumn evening. That really, there's a bite in the air tonight. The ground is wet, it's been raining on and off, and then we came through some heavy rain and the ground is wet here. Well,